Attendance has grown every year, and 145 6th through 12th grade teachers have registered for this year's event.
It's a conference that focuses on 21st century initiatives.
Rachel Martin chairs the science department at the Math Science Innovation Center.
We are bringing to teachers lessons on nanotechnology and engineering and fractal geometry. Also, how to integrate technology into their classrooms and modeling and inquiry.
There will be 27 presenters, including 3 keynote speakers and 60 concurrent sessions over 3 days.
Our first keynote speaker is Dr. Gail Jones, who's a professor at North Carolina State University. And she is talking about nanotechnology. She is a co-author for 2 different books, Nanoscale Science and Extreme Science.
Tomorrow's keynoter is Maurice Henderson from NASA's Education Outreach Program.
He is going to talk about his position at NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And he is working right now on Science on a Sphere, which is a visualization program that a lot of museums are using, and we're integrating one into our lessons this upcoming year.
Friday, the teachers will hear from Dan Meyer, who taught high school math for 6 years in California and worked at Google. Right now, he's working on a doctoral degree at Stanford in math education. He speaks internationally and works with publishers to determine what their textbooks will look like when they leave paper behind. Martin explained that teachers at the conference choose from 3 of 6 different sessions offered each day to help them
learn all about 21st century initiatives and how to incorporate them into their classrooms.
Particularly for middle and high school students, Martin said it's
critical for them to have intriguing and interesting interactions with math and science. And this is especially in those early grades in middle school where you can really capture their attention and get them to understand and appreciate math and science. And I think that bringing in what's current is one way to make that relevant to them and make them more excited about it.
Among the goals of the Math Innovation Center is to build that excitement by bringing the 21st century into the classroom.
Because our standards of learning that we currently have do not specifically focus on this 21st century initiatives, and our students need to learn them in order to be better equipped for college and for the careers that are going to be presented to them in our future.
Feedback from teachers who took part in the first 3 conferences indicate that its goals are being achieved.
The teachers who have implemented what we are offering to them in these lessons say their students are engaged and active and very enthusiastic about learning this new science and math and how they can integrate the two and what's being currently done as far as research out in the field.
The teachers will leave the conference Friday with materials and lessons ready for them to use with their students when school opens in the fall. John Ogle, WCVE News.